Good morning. Welcome to today's EMP. Today's reading is from Daniel chapter 5, verses 24 to 31, as we read on the life of Daniel, starting with verse 24. Then from his presence the hand was sent, and this writing was inscribed. And this is the writing that was inscribed: Mene, Mene, Tekel, Parson. This is the interpretation of the matter. Mene, God has numbered the days of your kingdom and brought it to an end. Tekel, you have been weighed in the balances and found wanting. Peres, your kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. Then Belshazzar gave the command, and Daniel was clothed with purple. A chain of gold was put around his neck, and a proclamation was made about him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. That very night, Belshazzar, the Chaldean king, was killed, and Darius the Mede received the kingdom, being about 62 years old. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word. We pray that we would be found faithful, just as Daniel lived faithfully as he was exiled in Babylon, that in our lives that we would live faithfully to you until the end of our days. So, Father, we thank you for your word. Let it be an encouragement to our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And so as we read here in the life of Daniel, that Daniel has interpreted the message of the king. If you're familiar with the story of Daniel, that a few verses back, the king had invited Daniel to interpret the writing on the wall that he had seen. And he had offered Daniel possessions. He said, I'm going to put a purple robe on you, a gold. I'm going to give you gold, and you're going to be the third person, the third most influential person in the country. And so here we see that Daniel receives what the word of God is, and he delivers the interpretation. And it's not a good word. Essentially, when Daniel delivers the interpretation, he says three things. One is, God's going to take away your kingdom. The second one is, your life has been weighed in the balances and you've been found wanting. And then the third one is in terms of that the kingdom has been lost, and that God will take that away. And so if you think about that in terms of he's come in and he has to deliver a hard word. And I think sometimes I think about this in our lives in terms of being faithful in our lives, is that this word is coming from God. It says the word that it says it left the presence of God, and Daniel received that word, and his role now becomes to deliver that word. It's not an easy word. And in that, if you think about it, it's like, I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where you're now thinking, oh, do I want to deliver this word? It's not an easy word. It's not an easy conversation to have. But Daniel in his whole life has lived faithfully. Even before this, in the last few verses, we hear about Belshazzar that God says that your life I hold in my hand. And it says that you have not lived in a way that is honoring to me. But on the opposite side is Daniel. And Daniel has lived in a way that is honoring to God. And I believe that one of the ways that we live in a way that is honoring to God is by being faithful to what his word is and being courageous and not compromising it on the way that we go on about in our lives, whether it's us living out that word or delivering that word out to others, okay? And that could be a struggle sometimes, because sometimes when we're presenting the gospel, we're presenting God to others, we want to kind of package God in a way that he's going to be, how can I package God in a way that he's going to be friendly and others can accept him and receive him? But Daniel here, he delivers fully who God is and what God's word is. So I love that about Daniel, him living faithfully to what God has said and him speaking courageously and without compromise. And I think that's something that we could take away in our lives in terms of living faithfully in this world, is that we're faithful in speaking courageously what God's word is without any compromise along the way. So that's Daniel. Next, you have Belshazzar. And as Daniel did, and sorry, going back, one more thing of Daniel. Daniel is promised the gold and the third highest position. He does not compromise. He doesn't think, oh, if I deliver this word, am I going to lose all of this? No, Daniel is faithful on delivering God's word, irregardless of what has been promised to him. Now, the thing is, if we love the reward, if we love the reward in our lives, if we start thinking, what am I going to lose in being faithful to God? Some of us, our faithfulness starts being questioned in our own lives. Some of us start making decisions that are more based on the reward versus living faithfully in our lives. And that's a decision that we have to make in our lives. Am I going to relinquish the reward versus faithfulness in our lives? And Daniel had relinquished. A few verses before, Daniel had told the king, you know what? Keep your position. Keep it for yourself. Give the gold to someone else. I don't care about the reward. But if you're so caught up about the reward in your life, it's going to be hard to live faithfully before God in your life at the same time. So that's Daniel. Next, we get to Belshazzar, where God delivers these words of judgment to Belshazzar. Now, if you're familiar with the story of Daniel, God had shown so much mercy to King Nebuchadnezzar that along the way, King Nebuchadnezzar got a lot of grace and mercy in terms of God giving him a chance to respond and to repent. But for Belshazzar, it's a bit different. It seems that he didn't even get a chance. And I think the reason between Belshazzar and his father Nebuchadnezzar is that Nebuchadnezzar acted in ignorance. And Daniel was put in Nebuchadnezzar's life to bring him to a place of repentance. But a few verses behind, one of Daniel's judgment against Belshazzar is, he says, "You knew about your father. You knew what I had done, yet you choose to act differently. Willful disregard of obedience in Belshazzar's life." And so God's judgment on Belshazzar is a bit quicker than it was on Nebuchadnezzar. Versus one is in living in ignorance, versus one is living in willful disregard of God. And so God's judgment comes upon Belshazzar, and he says, "Your kingdom will be taken away. And your life has been found wanting, and today you're going to lose everything." And I think Daniel's, throughout one of the themes throughout the book of Daniel, is the sovereignty of God. And I've read recently, I've been reading this book, Season of Sorrows. And in this book, it's the story of a writer processing the loss of his son, who he lost his son at 20 years old. That his son was in college, he was with his sister, they were out in the field, and his son suddenly just dropped dead without any reason. His son just suddenly dropped dead. And in this book, the writer is processing his sorrow, and one of the things he has to process is the sovereignty of God. And I like the way he described the sovereignty of God in that book. He talks about the sovereignty of God is not just his power to rule, but is his right to rule at the same time. And throughout the book of Daniel, we see the sovereignty of God in terms of God placing Nebuchadnezzar, in terms of God placing Belshazzar, but we see the sovereignty of God in terms of removing them as he wills at the same time. And that's why in the verses before, God tells Belshazzar that your life, your breath is in my hand. And every one of us, when we think about the sovereignty of God, every one of us, our breath is in God's hand. His life, our lives is in his hands. And he has the sovereignty, the power to do, and he has the sovereignty and the right to rule our lives in the way that he chooses.
And that's a hard thing for us to accept in our lives. And it's a tension that many of us have to wrestle with in our lives. And in some ways, it's almost the word from God that we have to receive. It's a hard one to talk about the sovereignty of God with others. Because if we're choosing, if God has the power to do this, and he has the right to rule in this way, then we start, well, why is God doing this? Why is God, and so forth. But throughout scripture and throughout this verse, we see that God has the sovereignty of God to place Belshazzar and to remove him. I gave you the kingdom, and I can take the kingdom away and give it away. It is his right to rule. And then in terms of him being found, it says that you have been weighed in the balances and found wanting. Meaning that Belshazzar's life has been weighed and found lacking, inadequate in his life. And I began thinking about that verse. And if you think about it, as we are going to go into a time of worship, if you think about that and you start asking yourself, at the end of my days, and God has weighed down my life, will I be found wanting in my life? Will I be found living faithfully before God, or will I be found wanting in terms of lacking in my living towards God? And so for a point of reflection for our lives is that, number one, that Daniel's faithfulness was lived out in him speaking courageously and without compromise the word that came from God. And that theme should ask us, am I being faithful to delivering God's word to others courageously and without compromise? Secondly, is Daniel did not think of the promise of the reward. Do we sometimes compromise because of what we may lose out on in our faithfulness to God? And then lastly, God knows the length of your days, that the length of your days are unknown to you, but they're known to God. At the end, will we be found lacking in our lives? Let's pray as we worship. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We pray that, like Daniel, we would live faithfully. That we don't know the number of years that we have before us, that is unknown to us, but it is known to you. And whatever time we may have, Father, I pray that we may find ourselves living faithfully to you. That when our life is weighed down in the balances, that we will not be found lacking. And so, Father, we just pray that we would live faithfully in our lives. Holy Spirit, empower us, embolden us to live faithfully in our lives. So, Father, we thank you as we go into this time of worship, as we reflect on your word this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Exalt the Lord. Today's message on faithfulness in our lives. Maybe you're in a circumstance in this season where faithfulness is costly to you. Maybe from a place of reward. Or maybe some of us could be faithfulness is costly in terms of friendships and relationships because of our faithfulness, our obedience of following Jesus. So let's ask the Holy Spirit to strengthen us and to embolden us to live faithfully in our lives. We're not called to live faithfully by our own strength, but our faithfulness is empowered by the Holy Spirit who strengthens us, who gives us comfort, and who helps us. So this morning, Holy Spirit, we just invite you to come into this place and strengthen us in our lives to live courageously and speak courageously without compromise. Reach the end of our days and be weighed up and not be found lacking or wanting in our lives. But that our reward is in hearing you say, good job, good and faithful servant. Faithfulness, you are our reward. And so, Father, we thank you for your word this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's move to a time of community prayer.